So welcome.
All right.
Welcome.
Go ahead, Ann.
Yep. Welcome, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. All right. So I guess we could get started. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. I wonder how people like this new time that we're doing it. Maybe I see some European faces on the Twitter space. But I see some people I think are West Coast, and it must be like 5 a.m. or something, like King's there. I don't know if he's in Pacific Standard, it's 5 a.m. So 7 p.m. for me here in Thailand, 8 p.m. for you, Anne, in Philippines. Are you on the beach or what? You're on the beach, right?
Yeah, just like a kilometer away.
No, that's not that far.
Yep.
That's not that far. Okay, so we have a lot of stuff to discuss. Try to see if we can keep it to an hour. I've been listening to more Twitter spaces. There's a lot of these ENS and UD ones lately I've been listening to, so I'm learning about spaces better. I hope everybody can hear me clearly. I wonder if this is my microphone. I have an external. I'm using my laptop. Last time I was on my laptop too, so I really hope there's no tech issues this time. I'm just going to try to not touch my computer or leave the space. So we have a long list in no real particular order. The Dot Wallet case latest, the Dot Sats transaction, HNS.ID's launch, the soft fork / the happening, some gossip or some kind of like tips from Save the Doctor, the Prague trip, the next Flamingo Handshake auctions for October, and the load pipe and purse deal is closing in October. So it's a lot. I don't know. I wish there was an easier way to poll the audience about what they'd like to talk about first, but I'll go down the list. The Dot Wallet, you know, I made like an 8-minute long YouTube video on Sky Include a couple of days ago. Actually, as soon as I woke up, I saw .x and others tweeting me and telegramming me to wake up and check out what's happening. It happened while I was sleeping in Asia, but there was a tweet from the UD Corp about their dropping the lawsuit against Scott and saying that they are happy that Dot Wallets of Handshake have been stopped selling for a certain amount of time, and they feel that that has accomplished the goal, and they kind of like said it's done. Again, I should be reading a tweet, but that's my paraphrasing. And I think for the HNS fam, for us, and also, you know, Scott himself, I think the problem is Scott, he's got great lawyers, you know. I think everybody should know. I don't think it's a secret. Matt from Ensemble said it's a secret, but it's not a secret. Namecheap has been backing Scott's law, huge law, legal fees to defend himself in this case from Ensemble. I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, it seems like maybe this Matt, the CEO at Ensemble, think it's a bad thing, but I think the strategy of UD was to scare Gateway and maybe Scott from doing it by sending a frivolous lawsuit about a trademark that they didn't have on the wallet. And they've been, you know, ape.cic here. I don't know, I welcome anybody up on the stage. I think Encrypt is supposed to be joining, or others. But they didn't get the trademark. And I think maybe they decided to kind of give up is kind of how I interpret it. But that doesn't mean the countersuit. So, you know, Scott is personally suing Ensemble for, again, I'm not a lawyer and it's a long lawsuit. You can read it yourself. But the way I interpret it is that he seeks damages of not being able to sell Dot Wallet for this amount of time that it's been under this case, for bankrupting Gateway, for damaging other things. I think I'm in there too. He's damaged. That's damaged me. I feel personally damaged, you know? So I think that lawsuit, no, I don't think, I know that lawsuit has not been dropped, But I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an expert of legal cases, but that's kind of the situation. And there's full intention to reinstate the dot wallets of Handshake owners. I think it's just a matter of lawyers advising or allowing, or our various parties allowing that to start. But there's full intention of reinstating the dot wallet owners on Handshake's name system. So there's definitely going to be collisions. As far as Unstoppable's definition of a collision, there will be. So that's what I know. Also, I think, of course, check out my YouTube video. Richard Patey is also a supporter of Handshake, and he has a newsletter about, you know, domain investing and investing. And I don't know, Ann, if you can help me pin it here, but he put out some newsletter. I always appreciate Richard for sharing a word to the broader ecosystem. You can also check out his mention of it. So that's, you know, the paraphrase dot wallet. I would love to have, you know, Scott here. I think he's just, unfortunately, not to his own reasoning, but he's kind of being encouraged by his legal team to be silent. But I know he's not giving up, and I know he's not feeling the best, honestly, about the current announcements on the UD side. But yeah, so that's the wallet case. And I hope, you know, I hope it can be I hope I can get a little bit of money from that, because I feel damaged from it, because I helped push that out. And, you know, I've had people, you know, not happy about it, that bought it maybe because of what I had said online. And nobody had known it would have gone that far about the lawsuit and the bankrupting of Gateway. But, you know, I think that from what I understand is there's going to be a payday for the Handshakes team or for Scott and others from this damages. So I look forward to that day. Maybe a big early Christmas present. So that's the dot wallet. I see Mayan, if you would like to say something, since you're already a speaker up here, or do you want to move to the next topic? Okay, if you don't unmute, I'll just move on. Okay, we're just still experimenting. Oh, you're there. You're unmuted. Hi, Mayanik. I don't hear you, though. Hope it's not Mike.
Yeah, I don't hear him, too.
Okay. Again, I'm super scared. This is going to, you know, tech issues on my side. So I'll just move to the next topic. Dot sets. You know, it's been a lot of action, and I think the action has been coming from the UD side, not the HNS side. So both of these two updates are more UD updates than our side. So UD purchased the dot sats Handshake TLD from the owner, John. I don't want to call him out by full name, but I think people know enough that his name is John. You know, I noticed some people already reacting even on the space, not happy. I try to stay neutral, but, you know, we don't know the terms of the deal. It's not public, but I'm not sure exactly how it happened, but he was approached by UD and sold the .sats name to UD, the Handshake .sats. We don't know how much and the terms and et cetera. He did tweet about it. I did a video also on the Sky Include channel, if you're curious, on YouTube, with some more screenshots but yeah, I mean, again, I mean, he did DM me. He did say thanks for keeping it neutral on my video on Sky Include. I know some are more upset than others, and I'm not going to say I'm happy about it. I did tell him I wish he had talked to me first, and he responded to me why. He responded to me why. This is like less than 24 hours ago. And I replied back. I said, there are people in this community that would have bought it just to fight with UD more. And, you know, and they might have paid even more than maybe what you could have gotten from UD themselves. So, you know, he basically stayed on Twitter. He didn't want to go into legal battles and other things. And he felt he couldn't really maybe upgrade the the functionality. You know, it's in the traditional name-based registry, you know, pre-HNS ID. But I do think there is a path to, there is a path to HMSID, I believe, from the traditional. It might be a little bit longer, but, I guess he just didn't want to wait or didn't want to deal with it or whatever. But he's still active in the Handshake community. I hope we can try to respect him in our community. He does plan to, he has more names staked with the traditional name-based registry, such as DGEN, I believe. And he has others unstaked TLDs. He's listed on his Twitter thread that he plans to stake in a more decentralized way. I think he also has some .sat stuck in a gateway lawsuit for a bankruptcy, because it's not just about .wallet and gateway. A lot of people had names sold and bought that weren't, .cs, .others. And I think he has some, I think he's also a little bit frustrated with the weights there. But, he will be active in the Handshake community still. So I hope we can try to keep it professional with him. I still appreciate his contributions. And my comment to him is, or to all of you is, while some of you might not agree with what he did, I think, and I said in the video, is it's a beautiful thing because he doesn't need our permission. He doesn't need my blessing. He doesn't need anyone else's blessing or permission to sell it, right? So while some of us might not agree with that decision, I think it's a great example of how we are a decentralized community and we can choose to do what we like with our coins or our names, right? So, I think we should keep that in mind. So my next back on mute. I don't know if you'd like to add something or Anne, like a little commentary if possible.
I feel like Mayank is trying to say something, but I don't hear him. The others here can hear him. Like, can you like hit a thumbs up if you do? Oh, he's reconnecting, I guess.
Okay, others, others can come on the stage. I feel like, I can talk about this on YouTube. The point of Twitter Space, I think, is to be a bit more interactive and, feedback's always appreciated and this time zone. But so we're down 2 points on the list. Yeah, I see thumbs down. So I think he's just not having technical luck. At least I'm stable today so far. Shall we move to the third point? And what do you think?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to jump to HNS.id, kind of talking about the, different SLDs or TLDs first. HNS.id, it's only been still, time is flying. How long has it been? Two weeks or 3 weeks? It's very recent still. Oh, I hear you. Hey, are you there?
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks. But yeah, so HNSID is here. Have you gotten to try it out, Linick?
I have one, but I don't use it. Basically, good to see things that being developed. And I would like to say about the Sats, .sats, yeah, he has all the rights to do what he has done, which is TLD. And few people are salty, I know, because they feel like they're being robbed, but it's okay. I think any publicity is good for us. As right now, we don't have much publicity. So I think we should support him and just not badmouth him, let him do what he's doing. It's good for us.
True. Yeah, so I hope we can keep it professional, I just hope we can keep it professional with John. I know some people even right now are not agreeing with that, but that's the beauty of this, the good and the bad about this community. I've had my hard times too in certain times over the years in HNS when things go bad and, are not ways everybody likes. But I'll just keep it at that. So HNSID is a couple weeks old. I have Mike.HNS. Thanks for holding my reserved name. HNSID. I know we have a few people here that are involved with the team. I don't know if they'd like to share. I know there's some, maybe they can request to speak and let me know if they come up. But HNSID, for those that don't know, is a decentralized SLD solution using an L2 on Ethereum called Optimism, so that the gas fees are very low. I know some people here are not Ethereum fans. I know we all have, everybody has opinions. It's like dot sats. But it costs basically pennies in gas fees to be able to register a, you know, mic.hns. Of course, there's registration fees that goes to the owners, but a lot of that is actually, I think Namebase is the one that built it, and they don't keep any of the sale proceeds, from what I hope I'm not wrong, but I'm going to try my best. 95% goes to the TLD owner and 5% goes to HNS fund. Right? I hope I'm right, Mynick.
Yeah, that's right.
So, of course, you know, I guess the loophole there is they have some of their own TLDs, right? So those TLDs that are there, such as .hns, I believe is Namebase's, those TLDs, they will get those proceeds just as any other TLD owner would get. So I think that's kind of one way they're, kind of keeping the lights on, as you could say. And so some of the functionalities are, maybe I didn't get to do a video about some of the functionalities I've been learning, but there's two ways you can actually use it to transfer NFTs and money on MetaMask. And the way it works is so if you want to send me some ETH right now, I think it has to be an EVM supported chain. I didn't put my Handshake wallet name yet in the settings, but you can look up my account at mike.hns. I don't want to say the wrong URL, but you could also go to MetaMask and you could transfer me some ETH, and you would just put my wallet address in MetaMask, mike.hns.id. You got to add the .id. And again, there's people here that can probably explain this better than me, and I would love to have them share. So that's how it works for the .hns TLD. And the last part, it's not HNS, it's .hns.eth. So if, right, Alex, you're here. So I hope I'm not saying anything wrong. So
Alex and Sam to help us explain more on the tech side.
Yeah, let's hear it from them directly. That'd be best. Welcome.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me up. I'm Sam. So I'm the smart contract developer. I write all the smart contracts for HNSID and the DSLDs. I'm happy to kind of answer any questions and I guess explain any of the intricacies with what we've got. The ENS integration basically only works on mainnet, because ENS itself actually only works on mainnet, resolves on mainnet through the kind of client libraries and stuff. You're absolutely right. The any HNS SLD, you can just append the .id to it and it will resolve to the Ethereum address that is set on Optimism against that DSLD. And any SLD from any other TLD, you can append the HNS.eth to the end of it. And, you know, it's kind of like a four-part domain name, and that will resolve as well on mainnet. Hopefully, you know, in the future, then ENS will start rolling out support to more chains, and then this will just kind of natively work, with the addresses that are set in HNS.id against the different chains. But it's really, really cool to, you know, day one to be able to leverage, you know, the ENS protocol, you know, their kind of infrastructure and what they've built across the different libraries, and to be able to get, you know, resolution working across so many applications on Ethereum mainnet just on day one.
I was pretty amazed. I was kind of thinking we had to wait for that, but yeah, right from the first day it works. And I'm looking at my account right now. Yeah, I mean, you can add HNS wallet addresses, but would that work, you know, for the HNS or the Bitcoin? Is that What would be the use case for that? I mean, if I want to, like, somebody wants to send me HNS, they could look, if I have it added on my profile, they could kind of just use it to copy paste, or would it actually work in like the HIP2 or in the Bob wallet? I couldn't, right? Or would it?
No. So it's just copy and paste at the moment. But I mean, it's just, I guess with stuff like this, it's, you know, it's just progression, isn't it? Yeah. You know, I guess a little bit like UD, you know, they grind the integrations. And, you know, as we can kind of go through, hopefully we can get more integrations. And I guess Handshake and Bob Wallet would be very, very high up on the list.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited. So any integration, just to be clear, is it, I mean, I of course, I will obviously use MetaMask, but would it be any ENS integration works with HNS ID, just having it append the .id or the .hns.id?
Yeah. Yeah, so when I say any that use kind of standard libraries, and the majority of them will, because obviously it uses CCIP, the cross-chain integration protocol. So yeah, anything, you know, but like Coinbase, I know you can withdraw to ENS, that will work on there. Any other applications that support ENS pretty much will work, yes. I think the only one that potentially won't, and which will just be for kind of primary name resolution, would be like Etherscan, won't show kind of primary names.
That's called like name binding or something, right? Like when I've registered .eth, I could then bind my wallet to my name, and then it would, like you said, Etherscan would be able to see the transaction, not just the wallet address, but the name.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, we'd be able to, on mainnet, be able to set a primary name of, you know, mike.hns.id. And that will show on most applications on mainnet and work properly. It's just like Etherscan, because I guess their code is so old, the integration for the CCIP isn't there. But again, you know, that'll improve. And, you know, as they update their code to be more compatible. I think within ENS, we'll see a lot more CCIP off-chain and gasless, you know, transactions with CCIP. So you can expect those libraries to get a lot better.
Great. Yeah, so we can kind of, you know, like I guess the word is piggyback in my mind, but, you know, like as they get their integrations, this would also, and this, you know, I think one of the core differences, though, is it's, you know, right off the bat, it has the DNS tab on my profile, and you can add DNS records, which, am I wrong to say, isn't an ENS really? At least natively, I know there's some workarounds, but is that a difference?
So with ENS, I don't think really any of the DNS stuff is integrated and kind of works. Most of the websites, or all of the websites I see with ENS, are just using content hash and an IPFS, and they use a service called, I think, ENS Limo or Limo.eth or something like that, to kind of use it as a proxy so they can get those. Obviously, with the name-based name server, you know, that's with Fingertip or one of those resolution services just works again, you know, day one, straight out of the box.
Yeah, so it's kind of, because I think Handshake, we've talked about this in spaces over the years, is more of a domain system than a wallet naming system. You know, I know whereas like ENS and even UD and others are more about the wallet names or the, you know, user IDs, but this seems to kind of cover both, because it's kind of taken the best of both, and you can use your wallets. And of course, the MetaMask and other like Coinbase. So that's pretty cool. So somebody could send me from Coinbase, mike.hns.id. It would go to my wallet associated with that name. But you could also set, you know, your website. And it would, yeah, because like you said, a content hash or IPFS, usually ETH names are, you know, like, are doing it that way. But this is more, Handshake names are more like normal domains, or trying to be, right?
I don't know. I think it's twofold. I think you're right. I think the HNS domains do the domain stuff a lot better than ENS. And obviously there's that whole, you know, decentralized root zone and everything, you know, the USP really for HNS. But wallet identity, And, you know, Web3 identity in itself is a massive, massive use case for these domains. And I think one of the big things for 18SID was to kind of, I guess, jump into that space and a little bit, you know, to see people forming communities around TLDs and people using these, you know, using these domains as their identity. And you know, the great thing with this is it's not just limited to the Handshake chain. You know, we can leverage some of these other chains, you know, Optimism and ETH mainnet, where, you know, other people within, you know, Web3 and this space, you know, use those chains as well. I certainly use you know, Ethereum and Optimism quite a lot. So it's, you know, great to be able to, you know, use my HNS identity, you know, on those chains, or certainly on mainnet anyway. To answer your question, yeah, I think it's both. And I think we'll see a bit more of a shift towards the identity side, certainly in the coming months and, you know, years.
Great. Yeah, because I know it's been somewhat of a critical thing that maybe ENS, some of the ENS or UD community has been saying about HNS is the wallet naming and such. So this is definitely a plus for that argument on our side. So thanks for all that you do, and appreciate you guys getting this shipped out, especially in this, you know, bear market. It's great. I know you've all been working hard on it.
No, absolutely. And, you know, moving forward, you know, any questions, any feedback or anything like that from you or from the community, you know, reach out. I'm always available on, you know, Twitter. I kind of hang around a little bit in the name-based Discord as well. Cool. But no, it's really great to see this come to fruition after many, many months of, you know, work.
I know you guys were working hard also on testing and auditing the contracts. I know AOX also shared about that. And yeah, it's great you made it, was working right and got it out. You know, I guess I'm thinking I'll put my hat on of listeners that are here, or of course, as Handshake is a TLD, you know, community. So I think everybody wants to stake their name, right? So I'm sure everybody's like, when can I stake my name? Do you have an answer for that or idea of that?
I mean, I don't have any timelines. I know that the intention is that phase one would be launched with a limited. I think maybe it started off with one and then it moved up to maybe, what are we on now, 3 or 4. Yeah. And, you know, phase two, and in the future, no definite date at the moment, but not too far away. And we'll be, you know, yeah, allowing other people to stake their TLDs. There is some kind of, I guess, things that we need to work out around, you know, TLDs that already have existing SLDs and things like that, and how we manage that, and ones that are already staked, and whether that can work and how it would work. But yeah, it's definitely coming. But yeah, no kind of date or anything yet.
Understood. And then I guess more of a business question, or I don't know, at least a tech question. Is there a way to porting? We were talking about .sats and others. Are they going to be able to port this into this program from the traditional staking program?
I guess that goes back to kind of what I just mentioned. Yeah. I think they will, but we've just got to work out how we deal with it from a technical side. You know, to make sure that the current owners of the SLDs are protected, and you know, future owners of, because it's a lot more difficult, obviously, running kind of a hybrid thing across two chains.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it would. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of some ideas, but no, I understand that. Yeah, I mean, is there something you think that the community could do? So right now there's 4 TLDs, of course, .hns, .mb, .d, single, and .hey. Of course, you know, we should all at least register one or two ourselves to support. You know, what are some ways the community could help that you can think of? I mean, of course, buying them, promoting this. Is there something you can...
Yeah, I just think it's getting the word out, honestly. I mean, I know quite a lot of ENS people that, you know, they always talk very, very favorably about HNS. But I just think that at the moment, there isn't a lot of awareness about it. And I think that's the main thing. So just, you know, talk about it, you know, is what I'd say. You know, so get the word out there a little bit. And, you know, for sure, I'd say, you know, any questions, any feedback, you can reach out to me or probably any of the other of the team as well.
Great. Yeah, I see Alex up here too. Alex also worked hard on the design, the UI, UX side, I believe, right? And Alex, is something you'd like to add?
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, cool. Because I'm trying out Twitter Space on the computer for the first time.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, so I think Sam really explained everything pretty well. I guess the next phase we're working on is allowing public staking through Namebase, and then the ability to mint your TLD as an NFT to be able to sell decentralized SLDs on HNSID. So this is the next thing we're currently working on and testing. In regards to bridging, you know, domains staked on the NB registry to HNSID. Yeah, so this is in our minds for sure. It's not 100% going to happen yet. It will take some time as it is a bit more complicated than we originally thought. But it's on our minds, and we are studying this for a future phase of the project. In regards to HNSID, I think the name really says it all. We want to leverage HNS as your digital identity. And this will happen essentially through integrations, partnerships, people getting to know us a bit more. And, you know, for a product that launched with zero marketing, I think we're doing pretty well. So the next steps in terms of product, public staking, and also trying to promote HNSID to, you know, other domain investors and people that believe in decentralization, because you know, as you I don't know if you saw, but I was able to publish a website on alex.hns. I was able to transfer ETH from one wallet to another. So there are use cases that are currently happening right now. This is something that we were speculating a few months ago, whether it would happen or not, but we can do it right now. So the one use case we want to push forward is your ID. So yeah, this will be our focus in terms of the vision for the platform. Long-term goal, of course. Short-term will be the enabling public staking. And medium, long-term, probably the bridge from NB registry to HNSID. But we're, as Sam said, it's a bit complicated, and we're studying this closely, for sure.
Great. Great.
And also, great. I want to thank Noel and .x owner, .de owner, for trusting us by being, you know, one of the few TLD owners that were the first to test out the product. So yeah, appreciate you guys trusting us with your TLDs.
Great. Yeah, I mean, they're definitely two hardworking. I think they're even both here in the audience. So yeah, thank you, Noel from TX. So he's done. Did he do that on purpose? Hey.tx, and I didn't know he had .hey until you guys launched it. At least I missed him speaking of it. But so it's like hey and tx is what his core domain is. Hey.tx. So it's nice. And of course .x, which when's .x coming, Alex? On here.
I don't want to speak for him, so I don't know. I wish.
Yeah. True, sorry. But yeah, it's true. I'm looking at alex.a. I opened up my Beacon browser, And yeah, I can open up. I see your little laptop avatar with your bio here. That's cool, man. That's great. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, things are happening. You know, it's just what I keep saying is we're building in the bear. You know, like I said earlier to Sam, we are pushing ahead. You know, actually, a little fun fact, I think it's worth mentioning. I went to KL last week for a Nomad Capitalist live event, which is like about like second passports and offshore companies. I've known the guy a while. And Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, was there as a speaker. And I got to meet him a couple of times. It was actually really a highlight of my whole trip. And we had a long conversation, fifteen or so minutes. But I mentioned Handshake because he's also an investor in Purse, and as we mentioned, last space acquired Purse through LoadPipe, which we'll speak about later. But I was talking about that, and then he also mentioned Handshake. He says he's got a huge bag of Handshake. What should he do? Is what he's asking me in this event lobby, you know, party, and. You know, of course I say HODL, I'm HODLing. And he says he has so many investments, he can't keep track of everything. And, you know, I said, like, there's people building in this bear. And I, you know, also said Namecheap's been supporting and you know, there's action happening, right? I mean, a lot of these crypto communities in this bear is totally collapsing. Of course, the price of the coin's not the most fun to look at, but, you know, we are, making progress, and he seemed happy. He's also like, oh, Namecheap is also early into Bitcoin adoption too. And I said, yeah. So I think I got him to hold this coin. But just a little fun fact there. That was just on Friday last week. So Fascination's ID. Oh, we got somebody here. Great.
Who's listening? I just want to say I'm really impressed with the guys at HNSID. They're doing a tremendous job. They're really going to tap into the ENS type of community. And I think Handshake is going to spread to a whole new variety of people, a new energy and a new decentralized energy in the Web3 space. I think hats off to a tremendous job. And I'm really excited what they're doing. So I'd like to thank HODL and Alex and the rest of the team. Aaron, doing a fantastic job. Can I just go back to the Sats?
Sure.
Debacle.
Yeah, cool.
You know, I've heard a lot of talking about, you know, John Sats can do what he wants and, you know, it's up to him. But what we've got to remember is we're a community and we're fighting these dark forces, i.e. UD and other scummy people like that are just out there to make money. We're trying to decentralize the web and these scumbags are trying to just make money off people that don't know, don't have that much education, don't understand what they're buying. I mean, the Handshake community is a tight-knit community.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
You know, we all look after each other, kind of. And for him to sell his TLD to the enemy, which I regard UD as the enemy, I think is disgusting. There's several Twitter group, sorry, several Telegram groups, there's a Discord group. You could have gone into any of them and just said, you know, guys, I'm thinking about selling. UD's offered me this. Can anybody match it? For him to sell out to them, I find it absolutely disgusting. So fuck John Sats and fuck UD.
All right, you have your opinion. I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess if anybody else is listening in maybe now or in the future, you could maybe even message me. I try to be neutral, you know, confidentially or yeah, like Telegram groups or Discords or others in the community that you're you're comfortable with, you know, I do agree with parts of that. Of course, I don't want to be as, I'm try to be more neutral, but I do agree generally he should have at least brought it up to some others first. I don't know exactly the terms, but maybe never know the terms of the deal, but I think probably UD didn't want him to even say they approached him. Probably they probably told him you can't say we're going to do this, or, you know, you got, I'm sure they probably had something in their messaging. Like you can't, like, I forget all these legal terms or like business deals. So it's like a confidential offer or something maybe, or whatever. I probably wasn't allowed to speak about it. Maybe something like that. It's my guess.
My big issue is when he was asked on Twitter, what's going to happen to the .sats, the .sat domains that people have bought, he didn't have a clue. He doesn't know what's going to happen. So surely when he was doing the deal, he could have asked, you know, what's going to happen to the guys that have purchased .sats, what are you going to do with them? It's absolutely neglect of the customer. I find that absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, well, I know we have some name-based people up here. I don't know if any of them are able to or willing to speak about that, but it's in the name-based registry, so I don't know if we want to get an answer right now about how that would work, but I think, you know, I think they keep their names as long as they want as an SLD owner, and it's still in the Handshake ecosystem or system. But yeah, it is a bit frustrating. I think we should all be these do hurt the reputation of Handshake, people buying SLDs on Handshake, these kind of stories where, you know, whatever you want to call them, rugging or et cetera, other issues where people's domains are not available anymore is, of course, a negative for all of us as a community. So, but I don't think the UD as a new owner of .sats can take them away or stop them. I think maybe new ones can be stopped. I don't know if Alex, I'm kind of looking at Alex here. I'm waiting for unmute to turn on and say something, but I think you can say something.
I can say my opinion, I guess. So basically UD bought a TLD, right? HNS TLD, regardless. Of course, the situation was not as pleasant as it could have been, but what I can say is that they're in a way validating HNS by buying it. That's one thing. The second thing is, if they don't believe in HNS, which I think they do not, according to the tweets that we've seen in the past, they could always let it run out, so not renew, expire the TLD, and it will go back into auction. So people can then go into the auction and not buy, but bid on .sats again if they choose not to renew the domain. So it can come back to HNS again, I mean the community. In regards to what they have done some things to the domain, but I cannot share that publicly. Yeah.
I just want to clarify. I don't think the renew has, I think, doesn't Namebase renew it as a registry to TLD, or could the staker not choose not to renew dots their TLD? I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think I want to clarify that at least.
Yeah, of course. So a few, I think a month ago or a couple of months ago, we released auto renew button on Namebase, which, yep, right now, I don't think it will affect users right now, but in the near future, we are going to add a cost to renewals. It will be, I think, $1 for 2 years. So it's not a lot. But you can choose not to renew that domain if you don't want
Even a stake TLD?
No, a stake TLD, I'm not sure, to be honest. I need to ask.
Okay. Because I think if it's staked and it's got registrations, it's stuck there. as far as I understand. But maybe, yeah, we can look it up.
Yeah, stake TLDs will, I think, auto-renew automatically. You don't have the possibility to let them expire. At least that's my understanding, but I can check on that and give you a more accurate answer.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can go back. So we're kind of back a little bit on the dot sets. You know, if anybody else would like to comment on that, I know there's more people joining. Please also give us feedback about the time of this space. This is a new time. It's just, maybe it's because it's getting to be morning in the West, in the East, or I don't know, in the US or Western world. Maybe more people waking up. It seems like it's picking up. So, but yeah, I'll just say it again. I think that, you know, I think if you're willing to, if you want to sell a TLD, especially one that's like a name collision, I think it would be nice to speak with. There's a market for it. I told John that. He didn't understand, but I said, there's a few buyers I know that want to buy collision names with UD. And you might not understand why, but there's some people that do this more than just money. It's kind of like a Patriots or something. But there are those. So if you have a colliding name, let me know. Okay, so we'll move to the point four. Soft fork, the happening. Are we good? All right, I guess the hearts there. So the happening is happening. You know, a few months ago, we had spaces a lot about the fork. And, you know, I noticed confusion, even for me still understanding what is a fork. Fork often sounds bad. But this is a soft fork upgrade. And I believe it is passed by the miners. Enough of the mining pools, or, you know, the people mining have upgraded the software on their miners to reflect the new soft fork coming in. Again, I'm on the spot, but I believe around January 1st, 2024, where the big event of, I think, 80,000 TLDs will be released from the Alexa 100K to be open for auction. That doesn't mean they'll go directly into auction. That means just, I mean, some of us even forgot, even I have forgotten, it will be in a ready for opening or state. So somebody would have to kind of put a little mining fee to open the auction, but they'll be available to be opened for auction. And if you're able to help pin that tweet, or there's some articles, I think HeyTX, Noel put out a good one that lists some of the names. I think it was King Singh asking for that list. I know some of you might kill me for sharing that because they want to keep the names for themselves. But the crazy thing is, and I'll be honest, I was not really for it. I was for maybe spreading out over a year. But we're just unlocking them all on the same day, I think New Year's 2024, thereabouts. And it'll go into that. I mean, I forgot how many days. I think it's a 7-day auction with a 10-day where you have to show your, you know, reveal period. And it'll be amazing names. I think .king, .woman. There's just so many. There's like cities. There's numbers. There's all. It's like a huge treasure chest of names. So I think that, again, Noel, I think, is one thought of the happening. Just a name for the soft work. But I do think it will kind of wake up some of the sleeping handshake community to get onto these names. I think it will, of course, get to be able to bid on these. You have to have HNS. So I believe that will make people have to buy HNS to make those bids on those amazing grail names. So, of course, you can imagine if a lot of people are trying to buy and there's not many people selling, you know, supply demand there. Around January. And, you know, I think the reason people didn't want to split it out over a year is they didn't want the whales to just keep, you know, spearheading the top ones every week. I think some people might have complained about that maybe in the first year. I don't think it really happened like that, but yeah, it was spread out over a year on that first year in 2020, a little bit of 2021. But this is going to release all of them right off the bat. So, and do you have the list? I'm trying to find the how I can get to the list. Hey, the happening. I found it, but I don't know how to link it here. But I can just read. I'm reading off the Substack of HeyTX, and he kind of explains it too. But I will get you all excited about some of these names. It's a Google Sheet he links to. And on the Google Sheet there, I'm seeing a bunch of people in here, maybe from this Twitter space. .mail, .ok, .chess, .line, .yeah, .genius, .gamer, .state, .nature, .mos, .note, .flash, .trip, .battle, .op, optimism right there, .go, .who, .stats, not sats, but stats, focus, index, India, .india, Sajin, .india, .tool, .ui, .time, .people, .books, .gate, .json, .torrent, .texas, .leo, Texas is for Noel, India is Sajin, .leo, .versus, .fool, .whois, .wish, .dmb, .up, .ap, .frame, Nick, Dick, I mean, it keeps going. I mean, I'm only at 42. Youth, Ted, Hi, Change, .dr, .ox, .bc, .culture, Colorado, Super, Gab, Boss, Legacy, Prom, Record, Ring, Metro, Drugs, Geo, JavaScript, SMH, ED, Parade. I mean, it's just not ending. I mean, these are kind of like cherry-picked ones. But, I mean, I'm scrolling here, and there on this cherry-picked one, there's 138. I don't know how they chose these. Angel, Text, Oregon, Analog, Hawaii, Soul, Goat, Dice, Michigan, Heart, Home. Basically, all of these are going to be up for auction in that same New Year's Day. And they'll be out for 7 days. So I guess around January 7th or 8th, it's going to be totally insane. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know how Namebase is going to be able to handle this, because it's going to be like 80,000 names released. And it's going to just be totally nuts for like a week or two. I hope Namebase can handle it, because I know there's sometimes there was some overheating in the mempool. And but I'm just curious if anybody hears some comments, but it's going to definitely be the happening. Definitely be the happening. You know, I think you can all think of some strategies. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to be in some of these. I guess the strategy for me is you got to just pick the ones you want and go all in on the ones you want, because I don't think you're going to be able to get a bunch more. I mean, of course, if you have a lot of H&S, but I think you just got to play it straight. Like, it's just, this is just heads up bidding. You know, I don't think you can play the games like multiple bids and spreading things out and high blinds. I think you just got to go all in on the ones you want. That's my thought. I don't know if anybody else's strategy, but yeah, I guess you just got to pick 1, 2, 3 and just decide how much you want to throw down on that and just go all in on them. That's what I think. But it's just, it's going to be great, because I know some of the newer people in the community complained all the good names are gone, but I mean, these are some epic grails. I mean, two L's that are words like yeah, .ok, .ui, I mean, .ox, .dr, .bc, like, you know, I mean, you can't I don't think they can complain. There's also double numbers. So what was it like, the numbers? Of course, three Space numbers.
BBC and Bit.Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, that one. Wow, that one's interesting, because that is being used by Stacks. So I think the story of some of these is, you know, these are names that were locked from Alexa 100K. So those are some top websites, at least at the time of the snapshot, that will be open for open game. So also just a last reminder, if you do own any Alexa 100K names and you haven't claimed your name, you have until like around December to do that. Or if you know people that have Alexa 100Ks, they can get that free H&S plus that TLD before it goes into this pool and anybody else can grab it. So they can't complain. I think they had enough years. It's been like, what, 3-4 years. So I can't imagine they can complain. But they probably will still complain. You know how human beings are. They're going to complain their name was taken by somebody else. But they have up until December to still grab their name and their free H&S coin. But if after that, these names will be going into the pool. What name are you going after, I guess you shouldn't say which name you're going after, right? But what's your strategy? Anybody, Mayanik, you have a strategy on this? Going, or are you buying the coin and like dumping the coin when everybody else is buying the coin here? I mean, it's also a strategy.
Buy the coin every day. Every day.
I mean, with the low liquidity, everybody trying to buy it on that January 1st, it's got to shoot up. Like, I don't know, it's of course speculation, but everybody trying to buy on like the day of the auction.
Thought of Dot India, but with the recent rebranding of the country, I'm not sure it's worth. Because I see a pretty high value option for Dot India, but you know, we are rebranding to Bharat, so.
Oh, there is. I didn't know such a nice.
Yeah, America is up for auction too. There's so many good names.
So I might as well put my name and money somewhere else that has more utility than get the X name of my country, because and this move to Bharat is kind of popular. At least it's popular with the majority. So, you know, I don't see much of a market for it. So I'll probably put it somewhere else.
Got it.
I just wanted to share an interesting use case that I kind of found by accident. And I thought that, you know, since at least a lot of the important people are here, that might be useful. And even with the HNS.id, where, you know, finally they've taken a very clear marketing positioning that they want to position it as individual digital identities as opposed to domain names. You know, which require the larger infrastructure to support us in terms of browsers and stuff like that. Speaking of browsers, we have some interesting news here in India, but I'll get to that second. So this accidental use case was, you know, as you can see, my name is Sajan.bh3 and it stands for Bharat 3.0 for Web3. So I decided why not go ahead and change all the social media names across, you know, at least the ones I'm comfortable sharing in public. So I did that to LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. You can change your URL, display name, and user ID. So I did that across Thread, everywhere. And suddenly I realized that if you just typed in Sajan.bh3, it works like a domain name on Google, and you start, it doesn't matter what, you know, handset, browser, doesn't, you know, you will always rank on top. Now, for an average human being, that is an impossibility. The average guy cannot put their name into the browser and expect to be on top no matter what. You know, like a 100% guarantee that you'll be on top. You'll be ranked the first. But suddenly it seems that since I've used this name across social media, it has become so. And then I tried it with a few other people and it works for them as well. So suddenly Handshake allows people to become instantly Googleable. And the same thing, if you type this name across any social media platform, my name comes right on top. So it's like you can just put this name into anything that is of any significance on the internet, and you will be always on top. Now, that's quite a powerful use case, because the corollary to this is that if you had to buy a Michelini.com, you would actually have to make a website, and you know, so that you can actually have people come and visit you. This doesn't seem to work for surnames, because I guess people have already used it on URLs and user IDs across social media. So you can't guarantee that. But the moment it's a unique extension like a BH3 or a .c or a .d, .x, these are not common ways of user ID patterns or extensions or display names on social media. So the moment you do that, Google tends to pick it up and rank you on top. So I started taking that as a pitch to the colleges, and I have suddenly seen a huge uptick in the sale of names. Youngsters seem to like that. So if there are registrars out here, or there are TLD owners out here like Nind, or even Alex for HNS.id, or Noel.tx, the moment there are unique extensions and people start using these names as display names or whatever on social media, they become instantly Googleable. And even though it's not a Web3 feature, even though it's not a feature that you can, you know, somebody else can also kind of imitate you. But it is a feature that can be marketed, and it does seem to be kind of triggering sales. So if that just gives people any ideas, I thought I might as well just share it with the community and put it out there. Second piece of information, there is a browser competition that has been announced by the government of India. And they are giving out a grant of three grants, actually, 120K, about 80K, and about 50K to three teams. And I just looked at it. So we were one of the teams, and our initial round of white paper has gone through. So there'll be three rounds of selections. So initially, it's just an ideation thing. So we suggested that we take Brave, rip out the whole cryptocurrency bit of Brave. And, you know, just have it as ad revenue for fiat, or, you know, we've left that option open. Integrate Handshake as the Web3 root zone. And a few other features that the government of India put out, and they seem to like that thing, and it's gone through. So if there is anybody in the community who would like to partner with us on this, I would be happy to do so. Buffer is not here. I had reached out to him, but I haven't heard from him since he's already made Beacon. He has some exposure with browsers. So it's a market of 1.4 billion. And apart from the grant, the government of India promises 3 years of mentorship and marketing support. So the government here is very keen on seeing whatever that browser that comes out of that competition as the default browser for a nation of 1.5 billion.
Wow.
If that browser does clock the numbers, that is going to instantly rival Chrome. I'm not even using you know, stuff like Firefox or Brave. That's peanuts. We are talking about something that will instantly rival Chrome at a huge level. And the government of the day here will see it through because they see that they feel that it puts them at a strategic disadvantage. To have browsers that are, you know, mostly multinational corporations that they don't control. So it's the viewpoint in the government is almost as if it's a defense project. So knowing the way things operate here, especially something that if it comes through, if people start seeing it through such lenses, they will push it through. They will dismantle existing markets. They will do whatever it takes to push it through. So if we can get a Handshake functionality into that browser, that's it. We don't need to do anything. We're all billionaires. So, I might be, you know, I'm not exaggerating. I mean, we're talking about a market of a billion plus and the browser supports, then all TLDs are suddenly in play. We don't have to go around looking for integrations. The integrations will come looking for us. Yeah, and we pitched that whole vernacular internet bit, and that is also one of the requirements for that browser. So it was a bit like a perfect fitment. There are a few other teams also. I don't know if they have Handshake or whatever. I mean, Web3 functionality was something the government asked. I guess others might be doing ENS integration, or I don't know, maybe even UD integration. I have no idea what they're up to, what their interpretation of Web3 is. But our interpretation of Web3 was something that complements ICANN. And since these browser guys already know ICANN and they're familiar with ICANN, the language kind of went well with them and they kind of understood that much better. Okay, ICANN is a root zone and now you have a blockchain version of ICANN. So it was, you know, easier for them to grasp their head around it. So the white paper has gone through. So we are probably into the next round. We'll get to know in the next few days. So if we can have people from the community to partner, or even if companies like Namecheap, they want to get into it. I mean, 1.5 billion people, the ability to rival Chrome from Google, that's something worth doing even for a multi-billion dollar company. It's a big enough project to satiate their business objectives. So just putting it out there, if anybody's interested, do reach out and I'd love to take it forward. That's pretty much it happening at my end.
And Saj, maybe just share your way to reach you, because some people listen on audio, they might not know the replay or whatever. What's a way to find you or connect?
Just Google sajan.bh3, man.
There you go. There you go. Your utility right there. That's perfect. I love it, man. Thanks for all you do, man. Keeping that's on the ground, especially with the India browser. It is, yeah, of course, 1.5 billion people. I mean, it's definitely a fair point of India, you know. I mean, I think they are, many countries are tired of like you said, MNCs or multinationals coming in and just you know, like because they have the all the users, they can kind of just control the narrative, right? Or control the content or the, you know, the technology. So,
and the,
yeah,
the reason I'm excited is I know some people, relatives who work in the government, and the government is very serious to the point where they're like, if we have to dismantle the whole and make life difficult for Chrome so that we can push our browser through, they will do it. So if we can get HNS into that, and the whole definition of Web3 for the government of India right now is very vague. They've not defined Web3. One of the fundamental features they want in this browser is Web3 compatibility. And they've left it at that. So it's completely open to interpretation. What is Web3? What is Web3? So what is Web3? You have ENS, you have UD, and you have HNS. There's nothing else. And, you know,
Web2.
Yeah, I mean, you know, branding. At least they branded themselves as Web3. So, you know, the fact that the guy has a legal rap selling cannabis and stuff, that can be easily taken out. That just leaves ENS and HNS. I think this is a golden opportunity to get in. And, you know, we don't have to spend our money. The government is willing to pay you. They're willing to pay us $2,000. If the white paper goes through, they'll pay us $2,000 for the white paper. For a minimum viable product, the government is willing to give us a grant of $10,000. And then if your product is completely true, they're willing to give you $120,000. So it's not even like you have to spend your money. They're paying you to build an HNS browser and push it to 1.5 billion people, and they will support it for 3 years. What more could one ask for? This is like, yeah, you know, the opportunity of a lifetime in front of all of us. So, yeah, I lack a bit of technical skills in this space because browser is kind of technically hard. So that's why I was reaching out to the community. I've managed to get about 7 computer science students from a college. I approached them with this project and they were very excited. So they gave us 7 kids. So I've got 7 kids. These are all second, third, fourth year students. So when I am reaching out to the community, I'm not even asking them to sit and code. I'm just asking for mentorship. Someone who can mentor these kids technically. The kids will do all the heavy lifting. And they're bright kids. They know all the languages and all of that. Pretty good ones. IT is pretty good in India, so I'm sure all of you know that. So just if we can get some people to mentor, that should kind of get it through. So, yeah, that's where it is. And, of course, like I just said, I don't give my contact ID to anyone anymore. I just tell them to Google sajan.bh3.
Okay. sajan.bh3. Great.
Yeah.
And
the user ID.
Yeah, that's a great one. I see, yeah, some people in the audience giving some reactions, and of course listening after can do the same. So I'm really happy to hear this. Okay. I guess there's like a few more items, but I think they're a little bit shorter updates. Some kind of rumor I heard, you know, Anne's also helping me keep her ear to the ground, but Save the Doctor mentioned that Handshake Institute is working on bridges to Cardano. I think that has been discussed earlier too, over the years, and I think it's getting closer to fruition, but I think it's just a little tip, but I don't think there's much I can share or maybe even share too much, but you know, there is people, you know, that's another great thing about Handshake. You know, I know we, you know, HSID is on ETH, Impervious is on ETH, you know, others are, there's also Stargaze on Cosmos. There's this bridge to Cardano that's been worked on. So, you know, I think that's a great, plus there's, of course, you can just use the normal, you know, the normal, the normal web, you know, you don't need to use a blockchain either. So, but that's some updates from Save the Doctor. I will be meeting some of you in Prague, Czech Republic. I'm going to fly there at the end of September. I think I'll arrive on September 26th and I'll leave around October 4th, about a week, for the Hackers Congress. I can't remember. PP, HCPP is the acronym. And I'll be speaking. I think I have a 45-minute slot. about, you know, the importance of your having decentralized naming and decentralized web. It's going to be great. I can't wait to share and represent Handshake there. Also, you know, DeFi Foundation helped sponsor my my flight there, so thank you for that. And we're going to try to do some meetups. There's also a POW summit just before, POWsummit.com. I'll be attending. I think some others are attending. And if you're in Europe or in Prague, it would be great to meet you. Even if you can't make it to either of the events, we'll probably do some smaller meetups too. So definitely don't be shy. Reach out to me or Anne or others. I think there's going to be a group of us. So it'd be great to meet some of you in person. And that's the event, I think, is September 30th and October 1st, 2 days. And then I think the POW is a couple days before that. Like, you can look up POWsummit.com. But it'd be really cool to meet some of you. The other update is Flamingo Handshake Auction. I know some of you have been asking when's the next one. We have taken a little bit of break. You know, I just be straight up, it's a bear market. You know, it's the last couple ones that we had done, and we, you know, the names were not getting the attention we feel like they deserved. And we, you know, our job is to help make the best marketplace we can for both bidders and sellers. So we've been kind of just pausing it, but I guess we're going to go through with it. And loves doing it. I mean, I like doing it. Encrypted is excited to continue to help be an auctioneer. So I think it's the end of October 24th, I believe. And I can unmute and say that. I think it's the 24th, yeah, October.
26th.
Thank you. 26th. So you can pencil that in. I think the same time as that we normally do it. And correct. The last one is, yeah, okay, great. And I guess you can submit your names. Don't be upset if we don't pick your name. We just try to pick the best names. Don't take it personal. We're just looking for the highest quality names we can get to get the best names to the bidders or buyers. So definitely flamingohandshake.com or Flamingo Handshake on HNS. And the last one on my list is a project I'm deeply involved with, is LoadPipe. And it's a protocol that a group of us just bought out purse.io, which, you know, you know, Andrew Lee and JJ and others started, and also kind of would say helped incubate Handshake protocol. It's still in this 90-day close period. And, you know, I've been learning a lot about lawyers lately doing this deal. There's so many lawyers involved, but it should close around October 1st to the 6th, where our new group will assume access to all purse assets. And the idea is to make a two-sided marketplace ecosystem for buying and selling physical products on chain. So there are prototypes being worked on. Actually, we're building some of it in India, Sajin. I don't know if you ever talked to Nick. Nick is my friend for like 15 years in China, but he's Indian. And he and a team are helping build a marketplace. So the idea is you can buy and sell physical products. I think some of you know my day job is an Amazon seller and an Amazon community or e-commerce community member and organizer. So the idea is we will bring some of those sellers onto this marketplace. Purse has been around almost 10 years and has a huge user base that is more on the buyer side, and instead of buying on Amazon, we're going to encourage them to transact on this new two-sided on-chain marketplace where they would buy in crypto native ways instead of through a Web2 centralized Amazon ecosystem. And I hope Amazon doesn't ban my accounts, but maybe they will. Actually, fun fact, I got my Instagram back. Some of you remember I was complaining about losing the Global From Asia Instagram. It got reinstated. Anne's still in disbelief, right, Anne? But our Instagram is back. I was so lucky in Kuala Lumpur. I met somebody from Facebook there. And I first thing I say to him is, you guys ban everything. And he was able to help me get it back. I hope he doesn't get in trouble for that. Well, he got my account back. So. But basically, yeah, LoadPipe will be to be a protocol, and the marketplace will be Hamza, and Hamza stands for, if you look it up, Hamza River, Actually, Andrew gave me the idea, Andrew Lee. But Hamza stands for underground river underneath the Amazon River that is bigger and deeper than the Amazon River. So it's the underground Amazon. That's the name of Hamza. You can look at it at hamza.biz. Sign up with your email and be one of the first to hear about it launching. But it's going to be a slow launch. We're not going to go fully public right away. We're going to have some alpha, beta releases and whitelisting and such. That's always hard to give dates, but looking like there'll be something to play with in middle of October. But I don't know how public we want to be about that. And some of you know, maybe seen on my Twitter, we have a conference called the Cross Border Summit. We did it for 4 years up until COVID hit. We're bringing it back. It's for e-commerce sellers. Of course, everybody in the community is welcome to come. Talk to me or Ann. It's going to be November 16th and 17th. And we hope to have a little bit larger announcement of this new purse or load pipe ecosystem. And of course, we're here to represent Handshake. And I've already talked to like Alex a bit about using like the HNS IDs for usernames in this marketplace of e-commerce. And further push ahead the idea of decentralized internet using within the e-commerce ecosystem of physical products. So it's definitely a new world. For me, and there's not many doing it, but I do think it will continue the legacy of purse, which is to give utility to Bitcoin. Well, now it'll be more the broader crypto ecosystem. It'll be moving to EVM, but that's kind of what we're working on. So it's a bit complex and it's a bit vague, but I'm blessed that we have developers joining and believing in it and making it. So we have a marketplace coming. We have some other cool new unique blockchain only features that will be useful for e-commerce buyers and sellers coming out. And I will keep you all updated in the Handshake ecosystem. I can take questions but those are all of my points. Unless Ann has something to add. We're at hour and a half, just under hour and a half. I think that's a good amount of time. But how'd I do, Ann? You heard me the whole time? Did you stop hearing me?
Yes. Oh, perfect. It's perfect this time.
I'm curious, is it my microphone or is it the speaker? Do you hear me here? Is it over here? Oh, my daughter's.
There's no difference from my end, but I guess we should follow Western mornings, I guess, from now on.
You think this is a better time?
Well, either is fine with me, but yeah, it depends. It depends on the schedule. But we want to thank everyone for listening in, tuning in. It's morning their time.
I would love to get even more interactive. You know, some people complain that we just let anybody up here and talk, but that's kind of what we want this to be, right? So, but we did get some people. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Sajin. Thank you, Mayanik, Sam, for sharing. I see some other great people in the audience. Nind, thank you. I see other great people in the audience that are welcome to share. I appreciate all your contributions, like Rithvik, Fernando, HeyTX, Pei. I see some great people here listening live. So, Ape.C. So, King Sings hung out the whole time. Thank you, Daniel. Great. So, please reach out to us. And but I will be offline, honestly. In less than 12 hours, I'll be off the grid for 3 days. Going to be meditating in a Buddhist temple. So I'll be back on Sunday night and hopefully refreshed. Honestly, this load pipe purse deal is really a massive transition for me. So, hopefully it's closing in about a couple weeks. So thank you all and your support, your involvement. I think anything on this list, we would love to hear your input, your suggestions. You're welcome to be involved in various levels. And I think that's a wrap. It's getting close to my bedtime.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it. And this is recorded at Hope and, Yeah, it does say recorded. So this will be posted both on Twitter, and I think we also back it up, but on YouTube. So, and this is Handshake Mastermind. How many have we done? We usually have numbers. But yeah, I had fun with this one. And but yeah, please, we will welcome co-hosts. We did invite Encrypted. We invited, you know, Paul. I think it's just too early in the morning for Paul. But we do welcome and encourage others to participate, co-host, suggest topics, etc. So thank you all, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, everybody. Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks.